have heard about the recent survey that found a third of us are living with extreme stress. Well, as the holidays approach and the shopping season kicks in, it's not going to get any easier. So we've decided it's time to enlist some stress-reducing help. And Angela Burt Murray is the editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine, and Dr. Gail Salt is today a contributor and our contributing psychologist, as well as iVillages. Nice to have you here.
Nice
psychiatrist. Sorry about that. Good to have you. So this is a time of year when all of us, I think, get so overloaded. And I know this is something that your readers have written in voraciously about.
Absolutely.
Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Women are telling us that as it comes down to the end of the year, they're feeling a lot of pressure with work deadlines, financial pressure, family obligations, and, of course, shopping for the holidays.
Yeah, and Gail, I mean, speaking of the holidays, I mean, how is it that the stress just escalates during this time of year?
The bottom line is women still bear the burden for the holidays. They're still, you know, whether they're working or not working or single or whatever the case may be, they're the ones who sort of are the, you know, make the holiday. And they feel they're supposed to keep up everything else that they're doing during the year and not only make the holiday, but make the Norman Rockwell, you know, June Cleaver
right.
sort
Absolutely.
Of perfect holiday.
And that includes generally involving family, and family adds a lot of stress too. And a lot of times I think it's, as you said, women tend to bear the burden alone. You feel like I've got to be the one who has to do it all alone.
They have to make it all beautiful. They have to make it all delicious. They have to meet their children's expectation. And they have to manage all those family relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. These are relationships usually that you don't necessarily see the people during the year all the time. And yet they're all coming to your home and you're being together for a long period. And that can actually add a lot of stress.
So you say investigate old stories to help with manage families. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is I think women often feel the expectation because they're thinking, I want to do it like I remember my mother doing it. Or I want to do it differently than my mother did it. But these old stories of how perfect you're supposed mm-hmm. to be, they come from somewhere. And if you understand where that expectation is coming from, you have a better chance of being more objective about, you know, maybe I don't have to bake 100 different varieties of cookies. Maybe that's not where the love comes from.
Right.
Maybe that's something my mother chose to do, but I'm going to do it differently.
Mm-hmm. And part of investigating some of the feelings, a lot of women feel mm-hmm. guilt around this time
oh,
of year
sure.
too, right? And you say that's part of the thing that you have to get rid of.
Right. You have to let go of the guilt. They tell you when you get on an airplane that in the case of an emergency, when the oxygen mask comes down, put it on yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You have to save yourself before you can help others. So it's really important that you let go of the guilt, prioritize, and learn when you have to say no to something that you're just not able to do.
Right, moving on to money, because another big issue around the holidays,
yeah.
and Gail, you say it's time to realign expectations. What do you mean by that?
I mean, you have to have, well, first of all, you have to decide, you know, what really matters. And, you know, I advocate for the relationships matter. So
mm-hmm.
if you're stressed out about money, if you're overspending, if you're mm-hmm. going to put yourself into debt later, then you're going to be an anxious, grumpy mom
yeah.
that actually no one's going to really want to be around.
And your credit card bill, you're going to be even grumpier in January.
And it will stress your relationship. And
right.
so you really need to make a plan that's reasonable for after the
and
new year.
And that's exactly what Angela says, is have a solid financial
right.
plan.
Set a budget. And do something really simple, like avoid the holiday crowds and just shop online. You can shop by price, and you can also, a lot of retailers have special programs right now where you get free gift wrap and free delivery. So it's easy and cost-effective.
Takes away some of the burden and some of the
Absolutely.
Stress. Also with your husband, your boyfriend, your partner, Gail, you say the important thing is to really share the burden.
You know, the interesting thing is, actually, people like to be needed. If you said, you know what, this year, Thanksgiving, we're doing a potluck. Can you bring the sweet potatoes? Can you bring dessert? Or you said
Great
to your
idea.
Sister, you know, we're going to be together. Can you do this? People actually like to contribute and feel that they're part
right.
of things and that they're needed. But women hate to ask. They feel like that makes me less than
mm-hmm.
if I farm it out. And actually, it's really a mistake. And if you would ask your spouse, hey, you take this part of the shopping list. I'll take this part of the shopping list. He's actually going to feel good. And it's not dumping it. So you really should ask. You'll both feel better.
And feeling better is another really key topic. Angela,
exactly.
you say really focus on your wellness, your health during the holidays.
During these stressful times, health issues can become, you know, more prevalent. So you really need to make sure that you're eating right, you're getting enough rest, and that you're also listening to your body and giving yourself a little time out occasionally. You know, take time to meditate or just to focus on yourself.
Fire.
In fact,
exactly.
I want to add to that people, because they get anxious and stressed, they drink more during the holidays. They
right.
eat to satisfy their anxiety, and they drink more alcohol. They go to more parties.
And you're 5 pounds heavier, and there's more stress in your life.
And you don't feel good. So actually do other things to relieve your stress and be mindful
right.
of the overeating and the overdrinking.
Angela Burt Murray, Dr. Gail Salt, thanks
Thank
so much.
You.